KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, but there are areas of lingering fog, and we expect that fog to linger through about 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny today, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Iowa State Patrol reports five people were transported to Burgess Hospital in Ottawa following a collision 4 miles north of the Ottawa exit on Interstate 29 late Thursday morning. Officials say a 1997 Toyota Camry driven by 29-year-old Abdurrahman Awad was traveling northbound at mile marker 116 at around 11:50 a.m. when, for reasons unknown, the car went out of control, crossed the median, and collided head-on with a southbound FedEx delivery truck in the southbound lanes of travel. Both vehicles came to rest on the interstate. The driver of the semi, 38-year-old Jimmy Ring Awad, and 41-year-old Corey Dwight Zutke, along with two other unidentified passengers in the Toyota, were all transported to the hospital for treatment. The accident remains under investigation. The pilot of an ultralight aircraft was flown to a Des Moines hospital after his aircraft crashed near Winterset in Madison County. Authorities say the aircraft struck ground in a field west of Winterset at around 8 p.m. Thursday. 54-year-old Patrick Cook of Winterset suffered head, leg, and abdominal injuries. A witness told officers that the aircraft hit a power line just before it hit the ground. The National Weather Service in Valley, Nebraska, said Thursday that damage in Oakland during Tuesday evening's storms was caused by an EF2 tornado. On Wednesday, a storm survey team looked at damage in and around Oakland. The results showed a large area of intense hail and wind damage across eastern Pottawatomie County. Wind damage exceeded 100 miles per hour in some areas, with structures blown down, a roof torn off of a home, and sheds and barns flattened. In addition, there were swaths of very large hail damage to homes and businesses. Within the second swath of wind and hail damage, a short-track tornado was detected. The tornado's start time has yet to be determined, but it formed about 8 miles west-northwest of Oakland and traveled nearly 6 miles to the west of Oakland before it diminished. At the onset, the EF2 twister, with winds estimated at 115 miles per hour, downed numerous trees, and it proceeded east-southeast and hit a farmhouse and destroyed a garage, a barn, and severely damaged several other sheds. The tornado's path was just under 3 miles long and 575 yards wide. An EF2 tornado is considered to be strong. It can pack winds of 111 to 135 miles per hour. A state recreation area in western Iowa, closed since the Missouri River flooding of 2011, has suffered another setback at the hands of Mother Nature. Wilson Island park ranger Chris Anenson said the severe storm that rumbled through the area Tuesday caused a lot of damage.
We were anticipating to open the middle part of this month of June, in that we were pretty much on course for that. However, after this damage, it's kind of been moved back at least 2 weeks, maybe a little bit more than that.
Wilson Island, which covers 544 acres in northwestern Pottawatomie County, was hammered with 4 inches of rain, baseball-sized hail, and 80 to 90 mile-per-hour winds.
There's a lot of tree damage, a lot of uprooted trees, approximately 30 large cottonwood trees have been uprooted.
Many of those trees are blocking roads, so the staff aren't able to access all areas of the park to completely assess the damage. The hail wrecked a recently constructed park office as well.
It received damage to all of the windows, or most of the windows, on the north and west sides of the building, as well as the siding and the metal roof. Just about every building that we have in the park receives some amount of damage.
When the park facilities and campground are reopened, Anenson expects repairs from the storm will still be going on. Elsewhere in the news, John Lund, assistant to Atlantic City Administrator Doug Harris, reports the street department crews will begin spraying for mosquitoes next week. The weekly activity takes place on Thursdays and Fridays throughout the community and is usually done early in the morning. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 3 arrests on Wednesday. 26-year-old Casey Lee Schleiss of Audubon was arrested on a charge of driving under suspension. Schleiss was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later in the day on her own recognizance. 36-year-old Timothy Orville Welch of Red Oak was arrested Wednesday in Cass County on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Welch was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held on $25,000 bond. And 24-year-old Michael Russell Robinson of Messina was taken into custody Wednesday on a charge of violating a no-contact order. Robinson was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Officials of the Glenwood Police Department reported Thursday the arrest on Wednesday of an Oakland man. 37-year-old Billy Hunter was charged with domestic abuse assault and obstruction of emergency communications. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Red Oak man was arrested Thursday evening. According to Red Oak Police, 52-year-old David Lawrence Howe of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 6 p.m. in the vicinity of North 4th and Oak Streets. Howe was charged with public intoxication and was being held overnight in the Montgomery County Jail. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Mary Brooks, age 83, of Harlan, died Sunday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Mary Brooks will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Wallace D. Patti, age 82, of Shelby, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Wallace Patti will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Elmer T. Nielsen, age 91, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Elmer Nielsen will be on Sunday at 1:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Max Hummel, age 96, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Max Hummel will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. The Recon Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Also, Ruth Denham, age 87, of Cumberland, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Ruth Denham are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements this morning on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.